Sauce spicy onion.
Is there fish or no? No fish.
No problem.
ויצא יעקב מבאר שבע וילך חרנה. So there's a remnant in this pasuk to Malav Malka, and b'chlal, the whole inyan here in this first aliyah is an inyan to Malav Malka. So we don't know exactly when Yaakov left in terms of what day of the week. At least maybe we don't know the makaris. Rabbi Levin mentioned last night that Rabbi Yonasan Eifshitz Chiddush that he left on Erev Pesach. So, Vayitzi Yaakov Yibir Sheva Yedach Harana. So we know Yaakov is always a remez on Shabbos. The Yaakov is Nachlas Yaakov Avicha. The Gemara says that's called Shabbos. So Vayitzi Yaakov would mean Motzai Shabbos. Mibir Sheva, which means the well of seven. So the Sfasamis already says that's a remez to Shabbos. Shabbos is a bear. There's Kavonis in Ari about Shabbos called bear. Sheva, the seventh day, that's called Be'er Sheva. So Vayelech Charana, and he goes into Charan. So Chazal say Charan is a lashon of Charein Af Shel Olam. He went into the Charein Af, which is the days of the week, is like the Charein Af of the week. So Vayetzi Yaakov Be'er Sheva, when a Yid goes out from Shabbos and goes into the week, he goes into the Charein Af Shel Olam. What does it say? It says Vayifka B'Makom. That as soon as a Jew comes out of Shabbos Kodesh, you wouldn't expect to find a matzav of Kedusha right away. You're leaving the Halakha Shabbos. So Vayifka means like, it was unexpected, boom. Like you came to a place which you didn't expect that there should be Kedusha there. And Chazal say, Vayifka b'makom as a lashon tefillah. That he established Nairv. What's interesting is that David HaMelech is the man of tefillah, is Va'anis tefillah. So if you come to that place of Vayifka b'makom, you come to tefillah, you come to David HaMelech. It's a very nice remez here. Rashi says, and every example Rashi ever gives is always bidyuk. Rashi says vayifka, the word vayifka, he says he borrows the lashon from Yehoshua where it says upoga b'yerichai, that they came to Yerichai, that they chanced upon Yerichai. Then he says Rabbi Sinu pirshu it's a lashon tefila. So why dafka does Rashi say Yerichai? Because Yerichai is also the lashon of Reach, Reach Af. The Harichai B'Yiras Hashem. What it says about Mashiach. Mashiach is called the Harichai B'Yiras Hashem. He can smell out Yerushalayim. So that which we said, Vayetziach Mibeshara, that when he left Shabbos and he went to the Charein Af Shal Olam, Chazal say that as long as there's a Avodah Zarah in the world, Kadosh Baruch Hu has Charein Af in the world. When you come to Vayifka B'Mokom, to the place of Tefillah, which is called the Harichai B'Yiras Hashem, which is like Rashi says, Upoga b'yirichai, which is the opposite of Charein Af. It's a Reach ba'apov, which is the Bechina of Tefillah, like Rabbi Nachman is very fond of saying, Anoichi Echet Hamlach, Anoichi Echet, the Lashon of the Chaitim is the place of Tefillah, the Chaitim, the Reach Nichoyach in the Af. And that's why when you come to Malav HaMalka, Vayifka B'Makom, you're Ma'ir the Upoga b'yirichai, which is Mamchik the Charein Af Shalena. And we find this especially by Yaakov. Because we find by Yaakov, and where is he coming from? He's coming from last week's parasha, which he's received the brachos from Yitzchak. And he received the brachos basadeh. He received all the brachos of the sadeh. Why didn't he get the brachos of the sadeh? Because he had the brachos that Esav was supposed to get. And Esav called the ish sadeh. And what does he say when he gives him the brachos? He says, Re'ei re'ach b'ni k're'ach sadeh shabbech Hashem. He says, he points out that it was the Reach of Yaakov which caused him to get the brachas. Re'ei Reach Bani K'Reach Sada Shebech Hashem. This is the Reach HaSada. This is the Bechina of Yerichai. That Yaakov is coming from that place which we spoke about last week, which is the Bechina. He got the brachas on Maitzah Shabbos. V'itim Chalahim are the brachas on Maitzah Shabbos. So Memela, when he comes to this place of Yerichai, Pogab Yerichai, he has that Mesugol, that Indian of Reach Bani K'Reach Sada. So just like we come into Shabbos, we come in from the Sada, the Chakat HaPuchan Kadishin, you come in Neitzei Dikras Kala into the Sada. So just like the Sada is the place of coming into Shabbos, so too when you leave Shabbos, you also have to cross the Sada. When you're leaving the Sada, so you have that Reach Nichayach Lashem, that Inyan Reach Panik Reach Sada, Ashabech Hashem, when leaving Shabbos as well. So of course, this Inyan is the Inyan of Mashiach Tzidkenu. Mashiach is the Inyan of Beharicha B'Yos Hashem. He's a Reach Af, which is Mamtik called the Din and Charanaf Shalaylam. The Rem is here. It says Vayetze. Yaakov, Rashi Tevas Yaakov is a Yud. Nidbe'er, Mem. Sheva, Shin. Charana, Ches. So Rashi Tevas Mashiach. Only thing which is left out is Vayetze Vayelech, and that's where he's going. But in terms of everything else in the pasuk, it's Rashi Tevas Mashiach. And you have it again a little bit later. That it says, I'm looking at my notes here, and it looks like that Remez is, oh, yeah, I think I remember what it is, even though it's not here. It says, Vayivka v'makoyim, Vayolen sham kiva hashamesh, Vayikach me'avne hamakoyim. I have to do Sofei Tevas here. Hashamesh, Shin. Vayikach, Ches. Me'avne, Yod, Hamakoyim, Mem. So say Tevas Mashiach. Say Rashi Tevas Mashiach, Sofei Tevas Mashiach. Because we just do Sudas Dava Magus of Mashiach. This is the Sudas Mashiach. So Mamela, when you come to this place, Vayivka v'makom, you come to that place of Yerichai, which is mapped in the Charon of Shalaylam, Bechinas Tvila, Vayivka v'makom, which is Nakudas Mashiach, which is the Rashi Tevas and Sofei Tevas here. So the Zerem is Mamesh Amalav Malka, because Sulam, the Sfarim HaKadoshim say, the Sulam that Yaakov sees is a Remez to Sudas Malav Malka. Because the Sfarim say Sulam is Rashi Tevos, Seudas Livui Malka. The Sfarim say that. And if you take a look at this Sulam, it's Mamesh Remez Amalav Malka, because we said it last week about Malav Malka that what? That on the outside it looks like it's just a Sudas Meachol. But in the Pinyas, it's really the highest Suda of Shabbos. Because it's really just the Hemshech from Rabbi Deraivin. And if you continue Shabbos on, you come to Davan HaMelech, and the Suda's Mashiach is higher than Melav HaMalka, than Shal Shadis. So that's why the Sudlam is what? It's Mutzav Arza, that it has its feet in the days of the week. But the Roisha is Megi HaShanayim. But the high, the real Nekuda of Melav HaMalka is really in the highest places. It's Mamash, the highest Suda. Because when you look at it at the bottom of the ladder, you see that it's really in the Meachal. So the malachim which are going up and down the ladder, so Chazal say these are the malachim which were malavahim into Chutz La'aretz, and the malachim of Eretz Yisrael were going back to their roots. Same thing is true with Shabbos. We have malachim of Shabbos which greet us when we first come into Shabbos, Shalom Aleichem Malachi Hasharis, and you have the malachim which take you out of Shabbos. So in the same way that Rashi attributes it to the malachim of Eretz Yisrael, the same thing is true with Shabbos, that the malachim of Shabbos were going up because he was leaving Shabbos, and Malachim of Chutz La'aretz are coming down, bring Malavahim into the days of the week. And of course, the whole Inyan of Malav HaMalka, as we spoke about before, that by drinking the hot drink and having the hot foods, you give a chiyas to the luz bone, right, which is the bone of Tchiyas HaMeisim. That's why it says here that Yaakov came to the place of what? V'ulam luz shem ha'ir l'reishayna. That he came to the place of luz. That was the name of the city. That's the Nekuda Sluz, which is the Nekuda of Mashiach, which is that place of Tchiyas HaMeisim. As a remez here also, happens to be that Yericha is with Gematria Yaakov Eliyahu, which is the Indian of Yaakov and Eliyahu coming here. But as a remez also, you know, Rabbi Nachman has a Torah about Matzei Shabbos. He says it's very hard to sleep on Matzei Shabbos because of Eliyahu Navi. And you know, his presence on Matzei Shabbos doesn't allow us to sleep. Right? So that's why Yaakov Avinu says here, he says, V'anoich Eliyadati, I didn't know this was such a special place. Had I known, Lo Yashantikan, I would never have slept here. So it means to say like this. The Sfarim say that the tzaddikim spend all night Friday night. The real tzaddikim, they don't fall asleep at all Friday night because the time is such a es ratzon that they don't sleep on Friday night. Everybody knows not to sleep Friday night. However, Moshe Shabbos, who would have thought that Moshe Shabbos is just as holy as Friday night? So Eliyahu Navi comes and you can't sleep on Moshe Shabbos because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is trying to teach us that you're really not supposed to sleep on Moshe Shabbos either because it's just as holy as Friday night. It's the Inyan of David HaMelech. So that's what Yaakov says. I knew about Friday night, that's my Inyan, that's Shabbos, but I didn't know about Motzei Shabbos not to sleep. Had I known that Motzei Shabbos was so special, I also would not have slept there. So the Dekudas here also, being Machshev, the Inyan of Malav HaMalka, Shad HaChaperayin, David HaMelech, Eliyahu Navi, this Inyan of, even though it looks like its feet are on the ground, it's really Rosh HaMagi HaShemayim. Just share one ma'isa. Tonight's the yahrzeit of Rabbi Aaron from Chernobyl. He was the son of the Maggid from Chernobyl, Mordechai from Chernobyl, grandson of the Morinayim. A very big tzaddik. As we have in this week's parsha, we see an inyan Chazal make a drasha vayikatz Yaakov mishnasai. Chazal say atikrei mishnasai elami mishnasai. The Yaakov woke up from his dream. It really wasn't a dream. It was a limud. It was a seder halimud which he had. So they see that there's an inyan of learning in your dreams. Big tayrus in your dreams. There's a ma'aseh about Rav Aaron from Chernobyl that once an avrich tzar, a young person, he came and he wanted to get in from Rav Aaron Chernobyler, and the doors were closed. The Rabbayim said nobody's allowed in at this time. So he really needed to get in, so he gave a shaychat. He bribed them. And he gave them some type of a matnas yad shal tasahav, some type of a golden plate to get into the Rebbe. And they let him in. So when he came out, they asked him, like, why was it so important you to come in that you were able to give up such a chashava object? He says, I'll tell you what happened. So I was sitting in my house, and I was learning a certain Rambam, a very difficult Rambam, and I fell asleep over the Rambam. I'm sure that never happened to anybody here, to fall asleep over a Rambam. Can you hear me? And I said, I had a dream that I was mamish in the Heligoy Lamas, and I came to the Heichal HaRambam. I came to the Heichal of the Rambam, the Rambam's Beis Medrash. And I came in, and I found there were a bunch of Talmidei Chachamim who were learning something in the Rambam, and there was a certain Zakin over there who was the head of the Chaburas HaRambam. And they were being Oisik in a certain Sugya, which I was being Oisik in also. So they were going back and forth. I was listening to the conversations. And after the conversations, so the head of the Chabura, this Zakein, he said his vort on the Rambam. And everybody was makabal. They said, this is the best pshat in Rambam. Everybody was masking his vort. So he said that in my dream, I was wondering, this face looks so familiar to me. Who is this, the Rosh Hashiva here in the Heichal Rambam? So they said to me that this is the Sar HaTayr in the world today. This is the biggest Talmud Chacham in the world today. He says, when I woke up from my sleep and I started to think about this Zakin, this familiar face, so he says, it looked maybe like Rav Aaron Chernobyler, but he says, it couldn't be Rav Aaron Chernobyler because he wasn't known and not known in the Velt as being such a big Talmud Chacham. He says, I had to come to Chernobyl and see. So I came in and I said, this is the head. This is him. This is Rav Aaron Chernobyler. Although the Velt didn't think that he was such a great Talmud Chacham, in Shemayim, the remarks of him is the Sar HaTayr in the Velt. That he was the Rambam, he was the Zakein, he was the Rosh Hashiva, the Heichal Rambam. He says, you see, he learned mamish in his dreams. He was mamish. We see tzaddikim many times. The Arizal said, it would take me 80 years to teach V'chaim Vital. One thing I learned in my dream. One sleep would take me 80 years to teach you. So the Gemara says that sometimes Rav had an inyan that he would be misnamne. So the Rav was sleeping and he said this over. So the Sfarim say, it wasn't like he was falling asleep and he was telling tires. He was sleeping and telling tires. That's what happened with Rav. It's mamish a helig inyan. Bizecha, Kadosh Baruch Hu Ma'ir our hearts to the Inyan of Elyonavi and Tavnat Mashicha, to Bizecha, to that Haricha B'Yeres Hashem, Yivka B'Mokayim, U'Poga B'Yericha, to Bizecha, to Achur Be'ach Nechayach, in the Nashos of Hashem Yisbrach, and Ma'ir the Inyan of Kudus Mashiach, and Ma'ir the Inyan.
Amen. Let's close another time this expression.
I'll tell you about the Makhlis, yeah.